out there, radio fans, it's time once more for Dear Lucille, the answer lady on radio. And for those of you who have problems, remember Lucille helps to solve them. Lucille is a Potomac Playgirl and part-time bon vivant. And Lucille is brought to you by Madame Mamayuch's Calming Tea, the tea that picks you up and never lets you down. Look for Madame Mamayuch in the big red box with the sleeping dragon on the portico.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello, Lucille, and it's nice to see such a fat old bag today.
I beg your pardon.
No, the mail pouch.
Oh, the mail pouch is a fat one, isn't it? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as usual, you know, our program is entirely spontaneous and unrehearsed. I have never seen these letters before now. I don't even know you,
Scott, yeah, Mr. Scott, yes, I know you, okay.
But I'm...
First of all, a lady from Silver Spring writes, Dear Lucille, we live in a lovely neighborhood, and we all get along so nicely on our block. Most all of us have been here for 20 years or longer.
Yeah.
There is an elderly lady two doors down from me who shall rename whom shall remain nameless for your broadcast sake, Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
She has this little Pekingese dog, and she dearly loves him.
I see.
He's a nice dog, and all the kids love him. And he seems to like them.
Yes.
But he does have one very bad habit.
I hate to ask this. What is it?
Each night after supper, she lets him loose in the neighborhood for his one big romp before bedtime.
That's what they call it, though.
I'll never understand it, nor will I ever know the reason why, but he always heads for our backyard.
Yard, yes.
And then it happens. And there it happens.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on now for 10 years. Why he insists on our yard, with all the other yards. Why she allows him to, I'll never know. But right there in my yard, each night at 8:30, usually the same spot, Lucille. We can't even walk in the yard anymore. The kids are embarrassed. My husband says it's going to upset the ecology of the neighborhood. And it looks so awful. I ask Lucille, why my yard? Can't he do it somewhere else? Anywhere else. Lucille, if that dog buries one more bone in my yard, I think I'll scream. Signed, where, oh, where has my little yard...
Had me worried for a moment. I was all set to hire Frank Sinatra to sing Trees in front of your house just to get the dog into a different locale, as it were. I tell you what you do. Why don't you go and bury a bone in his yard? That'll fix his wagon.
Thank you, Lucille. Lucille brought to you by Madame Maniuge's Calming Tea.
I think that I shall never see... Oh, get away from me, dog.
Transcribe.